Hi, this is Marilyn, and this is side two, and it's a tribute to Grandma and Grandpa. The first song I'm going to play is what I believe to be the classic in that area, Grandpa by the Judds.
Tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddy's really never go away. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old
The Grandpa that I knew was done by Joe Diffie and by Patti Loveless. I'm going to play the Joe Diffie version. I'm going to follow that with Gail Davies and her grandma at the beginning of the song, Grandma's Song, from the old Life Song album. Thank you.
Brand new shoes, they hurt my feet. This necktie is choking me. Cutting off my air supply when I hang my head to cry. When I hang my head and cry, I see tears on Daddy's face. Someone's humming Amazing Grace. Rain beats on this graveside tent. The preacher says he did repent. The preacher swears he did repent. They've got him laying there in pinstripes. How'd they get him in that suit? I guess the Lord will recognize him without his overalls and news. They all say he looks so natural. All I see is a cold, dark hole. I won't commit this day to memory. That ain't the grandpa that I know. That ain't the grandpa that I know. Tractor never pulled his plow. He walked and cussed and loved that ground. His hand sowed each single seed. Then he'd pray for rain and fight the weeds. He'd pray for rain and fight the weeds. He said, the simple life suits me fine. Never dream beyond county line. Grandma was his boyhood bride. He'll be back in her arms tonight. He'll sleep there in her arms tonight. They've got him laying there in pinstripes. How'd they get him in that suit? I guess the Lord will recognize him without his overalls and mule. They all say he looks so natural. All I see is a cold, dark hole. I won't commit this day to memory. That ain't the grandpa that I know. They played a pretty organ number. Swore it was his favorite tune. And I know he'd prefer a fiddle playing Carroll County Blues. They all say he looks so natural, but all I see is a cold, dark hole. I won't commit this day to memory. That ain't the grandpa that I know. That ain't the grandpa that I know. Thank you.
up to talk at her garden gate. While inside the family cried all through the night, 'cause the old woman had passed away. I loved her so, and though she was a special one, a lovely lady and a gentle old soul. And she taught me to sing an old folk song. It's got a melody of 100 years ago. And she sang a come-a-loo, come-a-loo, come-a-high-low, a come down the merry street. I'm remembering those memories have given me so much. She wore her age so gracefully, and there was not a living thing that she did not love. And I pray that there is a little of her in me. Oh, summertime, in a rocking chair, she's singing there on the porch, while the hounds are howling through the hot black night, and that old fox, well, he's a-running like he never has done before. When you hear the melody, when I play my song, every note you hear from me, she's singing. And she sang a come-a-loo, come-a-loo, come-a-hallo, come down Mary Street. I'm remembering all along the old back road, people stopped to talk at her garden gate. While inside the family cried all through, did you hear that old Mrs. Whitten has passed away today? Come a loo, come a loo, come a high loo, come down the merry street. Come a ram pam pam and a dippy dippy down. Hear the row, the bow wow wow. Big fi-diddle in the hidey-ho. Through the woods we're gonna roam, boys. Through the woods we're gonna roam.
Come a loo, come a hi-lo, come down the merry street. Come a ram-tam-tam and a dippy-dippy-down. Hear the row, the bow, wow, wow, the bugle's horn. Big fi-diddle in the hidey-ho.
Here's two classics. Grandpa Jones, you know what he's gonna sing. A very young June Carter from an album called Early June, and it's Grandma Told Me So.
He's his own grandpa.
Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife wife and had a son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandma.
It sounds funny, I know, though it really is so, for I'm my own grandpa.
Whoopee!
This is your mix-up. If my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. That is.
Well, I got this now on record. Little tune called Grandma Told Me. Grandma told me not to fool around them city guys. Said to look the other way when they start making eyes. Said that I should wait until I found the country beau. I guess that's what I ought to do, cause Grandma told me so. Grandma told me so. My grandma told me. That's the reason that I know my grandma told me so. Now grandma told me not to go for auto rides at night. Said to stay away from cars because it wasn't right. When my fella wants to take me to the picture show, horse and buggy is a thing called Grandma told me so. Grandma told me so. My grandma told me so. That's the reason that I know my grandma told me so.
Couple from the 70s, Grandma Was the Motor by Linda Hargrove, and Grandma Hart, Merle Haggard, and Leonard introduce it for you.
Grandma was the only woman Grandpa ever loved. That's what my grandpa told my dad. And Lord, I used to like to sit and watch him reminisce on all the times that he and grandma had. Grandma was the motor and the mainspring of his life. 40 some odd years she was his wife. Now an old man and his memories keep a love affair alive. Grandma was the motor, but she let my grandpa drive. Now grandpa said that grandma had the kindest kind of soul, and her beauty didn't die when she got old. He said she could have had herself a lot of other men. That ain't how folks used to love back then. Grandma was the motor and the mainspring of his life. 40 some odd years she was his wife. Now an old man and his memories keep a love affair alive. Grandma was the motor, but she let my grandpa drive. Cause he says it's kinda lonely here without his blue-eyed girl, and he can't wait till heaven comes to call. Grandma was the motor and the mainspring of his life. 40-some-odd years she was his wife. Now an old man and his memories keep a love affair alive. Grandma was the motor, but she let my grandpa drive. Now an old man and his memories keep a love affair alive. Grandma was the motor, but she let my grandpa drive.
Let me tell you about a song that I wrote about my grandma. You know, I guess the thing that I remember most about grandma was her pretty blue eyes and her trembling hands as she served the best baked apple pie I'd ever ate. And it always amazed me how till the age of 75 years, she personally raised her own black-eyed peas and her own turnip greens that the old corner market just couldn't match. One day the old summer sun just got too much for her and she fell and broke her hip. And after that she seemed to slow down for a while, but bless her heart, she lived to be 93. And it was like she'd lived to see 1,000 years of progress from the horseless carriage through 2 world wars and the first man walk on the moon. But the times in which she lived was not what mattered. It was how she lived it. And that made it all worthwhile.
Grandma's maiden name was on the lines. There's 90 years to tell about in a few short lines. Born in Newton County, down in Arkansas. Then in 1901, she married Grandpa. We laid her soul to rest on Sunday morning, and everybody knew she'd done her part. Don't get set to hear no hidden family legend, just a song about the life of Grandma's heart.
Just think about the times that she lived through, and think about the changing world she saw. Now somehow she reared a decent family out of poverty. And for 70 years she loved the same old grandpa. To me her passing brought a closing chapter to a way of life that I loved within my heart. I just mean to say I think we owe her something special. If just a song about the life of Grandma's heart.
Grandma's maiden name was on the lines, and there's 90 years to tell about in a few short lines. Born in Newton County, down in Arkansas. Then in 1901 she married Grandpa. We laid her soul to rest one Sunday morning, and everybody knew she'd done her part. Don't get set to hear no hidden family legend, just a song about the life of Grandma's heart.
Here's John Denver's Grandma's Feather Bed, followed by a song about Grandma's old upright piano by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month in the snow. We'd have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole world apart for the tick. It hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole world apart for a tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh, but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. But I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road, for Grandma's feather bed. I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for a tick. And it'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we'd stolen from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
As long as I remember, when Friday night came round, the family would gather out at Grandpa's house. With supper over and the dishes done, was then the best time came. At an old upright piano that only Grandma played, she played Beautiful Dreamer, My Wild Irish Rose. Never played them perfect when there was love in every note. Grandpa sat beside her, in harmony they sang, at the old upright piano that only Grandma played. Grandpa was a stubborn man, they said it was his style. Grandma called him ornery, but she said it with a smile. Even he could not disguise the love he felt so strong. We all could see it in his eyes when she played his favorite song. She played Beautiful Dreamer, My Wild Irish Rose. Never played them perfect, there was love in every note. Grandpa sat beside her, in harmony they sang, at the old upright piano that only Grandma played. Almost 17 when my grandma died. I stayed all night with Grandpa, the old man never cried. We sat at her piano, there was nothing we could say. It was the first time in my life I ever heard my grandpa play. It wasn't Beautiful Dreamer, My Wild Irish Rose. It was a song he played from memory, and he never missed a note. I sat right there beside him until the morning came. What a friend we have in Jesus was the only song. song he played. She played Beautiful Dreamer, My Wild Irish Rose. Never played them perfect, but there was love in every note. Grandpa sat beside her, in harmony they sang at the old upright piano that only Grandma played. At the old upright piano that only Grandma played.
Old folks, Ronnie Millsap and Mike Reed. Mike Reed wrote the song, followed by Mountain Music. Alabama, who else?
He's always up and out of bed before the morning comes. He mumbles and he grumbles about all that must be done. There's 80 years of memories that rattle in his head, whiskey and cigars that he keeps stashed beside his bed. He believes the world went straight to hell when Brooklyn lost the Dodgers. Some say that he's lost his mind, some call him an old codger. Oh, but he's just old folks, old folks. Blessed is the child of yesterday. With a little luck and the Lord to see us through, one day we will be old folks too. She used to bake the sweetest pies I swear I ever ate. I'd steal the batter from the bowl, 'cause I could never wait. But now her hands are bent and sore, arthritis rages wild. But you would never know she hurts the way she always smiles. She believes the world is good and kind, but would love warmer weather. And her grandkids are perfect, though sometimes they forget her. All because she's old folks, she's old folks. Blessed is the child of yesterday. And the Lord to see us through. One day we will be old folks too. Oh, with a little luck and the Lord to see us through. One day we will be.
You see that mountain over there? Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to the Cajun hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they dream. Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
Close it out. I want to invite you all to subscribe to my magazine, Rockin' Around the Track. It's mostly soft rock from the 60s through the 80s. Occasionally we get a little further back than that into the 50s, and occasionally a little more modern. If you'll tell Roger when you return this tape that you want rockin', or if you'll send me a message at Merry Christmas at insightbb.com, or if you'll call and leave a message at 773-572-7744. I'll be glad to send you a copy. You can check it out. If you don't want it anymore, just tell me so when you return it. Otherwise, I'll keep you on the list. I hope you all will enjoy this next song. It's from a couple of friends of mine in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Bill and Bonnie Hearn. The song was written by Nancy Griffith and was recorded by Willie Nelson and Emmylou Harris, and being an old Texas girl, I love it. Blue Bonnet Spring.
Gulf Coast Highway, he worked the rails, he worked the rice fields with their pool dock wells, he worked the oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. The only thing we've ever owned is this old house here by the road. And when we
time when I was home, days were sweet and the nights were warm. You know, the seasons changed and the jobs would come, flowers fade, this old house felt so alone when the work took me away. And when she dies, she says she'll catch some blackbird's wing. She will fly away to heaven come some sweet blue bonnet spring.
Gulf Coast Highway.
Those couple had their priorities straight, that's for sure.
Thank you.